Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
That Martha wants to do what with Beaver?
Send him to Fallbrook. You know, the prep school. And pay all his expenses.
Well, that's certainly generous of her, all right.
Quite a few from my side of the family went to school there. In fact, there were four generations of Bronsons at Fallbrook.
Well, don't knock the educational prestige of my family, dear. After all, it was a Cleaver who installed the pipe organ in the high school in Shaker Heights.
No, Warren, this is one of the best prep schools in the country.
Yeah, I know. I was just wondering what Beaver's reaction is going to be to this.
Well, I don't know, but I think we should tell him we want him to go.
Oh, dear, we're dealing with a typical red-blooded American boy. If we're in favor of it, he'll be against it.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beaver.
What's all that junk?
It's a letter from Aunt Martha. Beaver, she wants to send you to Fallbrook Prep School. Isn't that exciting? Now, isn't that wonderful?
Gee, I don't know.
Beaver, it's one of the best schools in the country. And we want you to think it over very carefully, because this could have a big effect on your future life.
Beaver, why don't you take all this upstairs and look it over?
Well, yeah, well, I was going upstairs anyway. You see, I was going over to Metzger's Field and play baseball. Is it okay if I decide about my future life after the ball game?
Sure. You take this along and you think it over.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, I hope he doesn't take too long to think it over.
What's the big hurry?
Aunt Martha's going to be here in 3 days.
Well, maybe it'll be a short ball game.
The old green buildings with the windows sticking out of the roof. Boy, they sure are moldy.
Beaver, that's not mold. That's what they call tradition.
Hey, here's a pretty new-looking building.
Yeah. I bet that's the gym.
Hey, it is. How'd you know?
Well, they always gotta build new gyms and swimming pools. That's how they get the guys to live in the old building.
Oh. Hey, look at all the guys with suits and ties on. They must have taken this picture on a Sunday.
No, Beaver, I think at this school you have to wear a coat and a tie every day.
What about fights?
What do you mean?
Well, if you had a fight, get your good clothes all dirty.
Look, Beaver, you seen those movies on TV about those swanky schools? To get into a beef with a guy, you have to go into the gym and put the gloves on. You have to beat him up according to the rules.
Hey, Wally, they got a real neat swimming pool and guys riding horses, and they even have ice skating in the winter.
Yeah, and look, there's a rifle range.
Yeah. Boy, it sure'd be neat having homework and swimming and riding and shooting.
Well, Beaver, I must say you came to rather a quick decision on Fallbrook.
I know you're going to love it there, Beaver, and we're very happy.
Yeah. Well, they have a lot more neat stuff than they do at Mayfield High.
And you won't be away all year. You'll come home for vacation.
Come home. Oh, where is it?
Beaver. I mean, you didn't even look to see where the school is.
No, I just figured it was someplace east of here.
Fallbrook's in New England, Beaver. It's only a few hours plane ride.
Plane ride? You mean I take a plane?
Well, sure, Beaver. What else?
Gee, I never thought a kid like me would take an airplane to school.
Hey, Beaver.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Whitey.
Hey, Beaver, guess who we were just talking to?
Who?
The freshman high school coach.
Yeah, what about?
About you, Beaver.
Me? I didn't even think he knew I was alive.
What do you mean? He said all of us guys on the pony league could work out with him this summer.
Yeah, and then when we get to high school, we can be the nucleus of a good team.
It's nucleus, Whitey.
Well, whatever it is, we're going to make it.
Boy, Beaver, with you on third base and... Hey, what's the matter, Beaver?
Nothing.
I thought baseball was your favorite thing.
It is. It's just that I might not be going here next year.
You may not be going to Mayfield? Oh, you're kidding, Beaver. Where would you be?
I might be going to Fallbrook.
Fallbrook?
That's a federal prison, isn't it? No, it's a real big shot prep school in New England.
How come you're going to this Fallbrook?
Well, my aunt's sending me.
Boy, are you lucky, Beaver. Why, when you go away to prep school, you get your own room and your own bed and your own furniture and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and you even get your own proctor.
Yeah, sure you do. What's a proctor?
Oh, that guy lives right on the same floor with you and gets to be needy instead of your parents. You really like it up there, Beaver.
Yeah, sure. And don't worry about the baseball. You'll probably make the team. Because up there, there won't be any competition at all.
Klaus, may I have your attention, please? I'm sure you all saw the white card placed on each desk when you came in. Now, if you turn them over, and while you're filling them in, I'll explain what they're for.
Don't do it, Bee. Last time I signed something like this, I wound up in summer school.
Mr. Whitney, did you say something?
Oh, no, Mrs. Raver. I just have a frog in my throat.
Rather noisy one, isn't it? We first want to know what high school you plan to attend and what courses you prefer. You may return the cards with your parents' signatures.
Ms. Rayburn, I signed where my father's supposed to sign. Does that mean I can't go to high school?
No, Alan, we'll give you another card. I know most of you are going on to Mayfield High, but I'm curious to know how many. Suppose we have a show of hands from all of you who are going on to Mayfield. Well, that's remarkable. It's unanimous. I think it's wonderful you're all going to be together, and the friendships you formed here are going on for four more years.
Beaver?
Beaver. Oh, hi, darling.
You didn't raise your hand about going to Mayfield High.
Well, no, I didn't.
Why not, Beaver?
I think I'm going away to a big prep school.
Gee, Beaver. You can't do that. I was going to try and find out what homeroom we were going to be in. See if I could get in the same one.
You were going to try and be in the same homeroom with me?
Sure.
So was I.
How come?
Gee, we don't want to be in a homeroom with a lot of goony fellas when there's a cute boy like you around.
Well, actually, you said I was a creepy mutt.
Well, that was last year. I guess you got cute over the summer.
Yeah, I guess I did.
We're really going to miss you, Beaver.
Well, maybe we'll see you during vacation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Hey, there's Terry. Let's try to find out what homeroom he's going to be in.
Okay. Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. I just checked with the airport. Aunt Martha's flight gets in at 10 tomorrow morning. Hey, you know what Beaver put in my coat pocket this morning? The clothing list from the school catalog. Boy, he's really eager. Where is he, anyway?
He isn't home from school yet.
Oh, well, he's probably bragging it up to all of his friends by going to Fallbrook. What's the matter, dear?
I don't know. When you mentioned that clothing list, it suddenly hit me that he's really going away. I guess it's silly to be so sentimental about it.
Oh, not at all. I imagine Joseph Kennedy felt the same way when his first son went to Washington for the first time.
Well, I guess the main thing is the Beaver's happy about it.
Hi there, Beaver.
Hi, Mr. Thomas.
Well, it won't be long before I'll be making you a Mayfield Letterman sweater, just like I did for your brother.
I don't know. I'm thinking about going away to school.
Oh, you can't do that. How could Mayfield High get along without a cleaver on one of the teams?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of going to Fallbrook.
That's in New England, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me give you a little tip, Beaver. You better learn the language before you go up there.
Thank you.
matter. She's all filthy on vacation. Just around.
Oh, talking to some of your friends?
Yes, sir, the ones that could talk.
The ones that could talk?
Yeah, Archie's a dog and Gus the fireman is out of service.
Oh, say, Beaver, I was thinking maybe tonight after supper we ought to go over that school clothing list.
Yes, sir, maybe we ought to. Can I be excused? I have to go upstairs.
Ward, what's the matter with him?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just had to go upstairs.
Maybe he did.
Hey, Wally, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Beef. I was just seeing how the desk would go there.
How come?
I was just thinking ahead to when you leave. When you go away to school next fall, I'll have a lot more room in here. That'll probably put your bed down in the basement and the rest of your junk in boxes up in the attic. I'll have a lot more room to move around in. What's the matter?
Well, what about when I come home from vacations?
I don't know. Maybe we can stick a cot up here or something. Anyway, that's so far away. You'll probably only get home for 5 or 6 days around Christmas. No sense me being crowded the whole year just for that. Hey, you want to give me a hand with this bookcase? You're acting goofy. What is the matter with you?
I don't want to go.
You don't want to go to Fallbrook, you mean?
No.
Holy mackerel, Beaver. This is a big opportunity. Why, this morning it was the greatest school in the world with the horses and the rifle range and everything.
I know. This morning it was a great school. But this afternoon, I got homesick.
Beaver, how could you get homesick? You haven't even been there yet.
I don't know. Mrs. Rayburn started talking about Mayfield High. Then I got to talking with the guys. And I was walking through the park. And I saw Archie, and I saw the fire station. All of a sudden, Fallbrook and the rifle range and ice skating didn't seem like anything.
But boy, Beaver, this is a heck of a time for you to change your mind with everybody all excited about you going away. Aunt Martha's on her way up here and everything.
Yeah, I guess it is, but what can I do?
Gee, I don't know. I wish I could tell you.
Maybe I can tell Aunt Martha I flunked. I won't be going any place.
Nah, she'd never believe that. You better just tell Dad.
Dad wouldn't believe it either.
No, I mean tell him that you don't want to go.
Oh, I don't know about telling Dad.
Well, what else are you going to do?
If I do tell him, what do you think he'll say?
Well, I don't know. But I still think I better figure on putting your bed in the cellar.
Hi, Dad. Mom, could I borrow Dad for a minute?
Of course.
What is it, babe?
Well, it's something I think I better tell you in private. Can we go into the den?
Well, you go ahead, Beaver. Will you be long?
Oh, no, I won't be. But Dad might be.
Wally, you have any idea what's bothering Beaver?
Well, yes, sort of, Mom, but, it's something I'd rather not get mixed up in right now.
Well, Beaver?
It's about going to Fallbrook, Dad.
What about going to Fallbrook?
I don't want to go to Fallbrook.
You don't want to go? Well, what brought this on?
Well, all my friends will be going to Mayfield High.
Well, Beaver, when you go to Fallbrook, you'll be making lots of new friends. Friends that'll mean just as much to you as your old friends do now.
Yeah, but I know what my old friends mean to me now. But I don't know what my new friends will mean to me then.
Well, but, Beaver, this is a wonderful school. A lot of kids would give their eye teeth to go there.
I think I'd rather keep my eye teeth and go to Mayfield.
Beaver, I tried to get you not to make a quick decision. But you were positive you wanted to go. You couldn't wait to tell Aunt Martha.
Yeah, I know.
Well, son, she's flying here. You've got her all excited and happy. You can't do this to her.
Okay, then I'll go. If it'll make everybody happy.
Oh, no. I don't want you going under those conditions. Well, Beaver, you put everyone in a spot here. But, of course, we're not going to force you to go to a school you don't want to go to.
Gee, thanks, Dad. And when you tell Aunt Martha, will you please not make me sound like such a little rat?
Me tell Aunt Martha? Oh, no, young man. You got yourself into this, and you're going to get yourself out. If you were old enough and capable enough to decide you wanted to go in the first place, then you're old enough and capable enough to tell Aunt Martha that you've changed your mind and you're not going.
Boy, sure is rough being old and capable.
Come on, Beef, hurry up and get your tie tied. Mom and Dad are meeting Aunt Martha at the airport right now.
The way I feel, I might tie into a hangman's noose.
Well, Beaver, there's nothing you can do about it. You're just going to have to face the music and dance.
What are you talking about? I'm not going to be doing any dancing.
It's just an expression.
Don't bother me with expressions now.
Okay.
Wally, I once read about a guy who hid in the attic for 10 years, and his brother kept sneaking him food. Would you do that for me,
Beaver,
if I...
Will you stop talking goofy?
But, Wally, I gotta do something. I wish I was old enough to enlist in the Marines.
Well, you're too late to enlist in anything now. Mom and Dad just drove up with Aunt Martha.
Yeah? Well, maybe I got a break and they told her on the way from the airport.
Nah, everybody's smiling. Nobody told anybody anything.
Oh, Junior, house is so lovely. It's always a surprise to see such an eastern-looking house so far away.
Come on, Aunt Martha. You come on in here and you sit down. I'm going to make you a cup of tea.
Oh, can I help?
No, it'll only take me a minute.
Hi, Aunt Martha.
Wallace. I guess you're too big to be hugged, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, Wallace, you're more like a Bronson than ever. Why, you're the image of your Uncle Wilbur. Isn't he, Ward? You remember him. He married a French girl.
Oh, yes. How is Wilbur?
I'll tell you about that later.
Hello, Aunt Martha.
Theodore. You're not too big to be hugged. Oh, I've brought you something. I found this just before I left the house. It's the one my brother wore when he went to Fallbrook. Oh, don't look so glum, Theodore. Smile. You all look so somber. Is anything wrong?
Well, Aunt Martha, we'd hoped to put this off until later, but I think Beaver has something to tell you.
What is it, Theodore?
I think I'd better tell you when we're alone.
You can go in the den, Beaver.
Oh, this is so nice, Theodore. We can have a nice little talk together.
What happened to Beaver and Aunt Martha?
Beaver's breaking the news to her in the den.
Oh, my, right away. I'm afraid this is going to be an awful blow to Aunt Martha.
It's going to be pretty rough on the Beaver, too.
Well, now, young man, what have you to say to your Aunt Martha?
Well, it's kind of hard to say.
Thank yous always are, aren't they?
Well, it's not a thank you. As a matter of fact, it's nothing like a thank you.
Oh? What is it, Theodore?
I've changed my mind about going to Fallbrook.
You've changed your mind?
Yes, I don't want to go.
Oh.
I know that, well, I'm letting you down and everything. And if you want to stop being my aunt... Well, it's okay with me.
No, Theodore. A boy has a right to change his mind, but why don't you want to go?
It's just that all my friends will be going to Mayfield, and I think I'll be happier going there.
Isn't that strange, Theodore? I thought I'd be making you happy by sending you to Fallbrook.
Well, Aunt Martha, if it's going to make you feel too bad, I guess I could still go and make myself be happy.
No, Theodore. It's much more important that you go where you are happy than for your silly old aunt to follow some sentimental tradition.
I don't think you're a silly old aunt, Aunt Martha. I think you're the neatest aunt a guy ever had.
Thank you, Theodore.
Aunt Martha, would it be all right if I kept the cap?
Why, Theodore, I'd love you to keep it. And Theodore, maybe someday you might just have a boy of your own who might want to go to Fallbrook.
Yeah, well, maybe if I have a boy, he won't be as goofy as I am.
Well, I thought Aunt Martha took it pretty well about Beavers not growing to Fallbrook.
By the time she left, she seemed pretty resigned to it.
How about you? You resigned to Beavers not following the glorious Bronson traditions?
Oh, I was a little disappointed. After all, Fallbrook's a wonderful school. But, well, suppose Beaver had gone there and he turned out to be like Uncle Wilbur.
Yeah, she never did fill me in on that. What'd he do, anyway?
He married a French girl.
Oh, I know, but besides that.
Dear, when you're a Bronson, that's enough.
Hey, what are you doing?
I was just looking at this Fallbrook catalog.
What for?
I don't know. I think maybe I should have gone there. And then again, I think I'd better off going to Mayfield.
Look, Beaver, you can't change your mind again. The whole family would clobber you.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, look at it this way, Beave. You might go to Mayfield for a year, and then suppose you flunk out. You could probably still go to Fallbrook.
You think they'd take me?
Well, heck, how could they turn you down? I've already got the cap.
In the classic tradition of the fish out of water story, TV Land presents the Hillbilly Out of Squalor story. Stay tuned for the Beverly Hillbillies next on TV Land.